Skills Practice 4. Exercise 1B, page 82. Speaker 1.
Prehistoric people were much closer to nature than us, and I think nature was the only way they had to measure the passing of time. Stonehenge is round like a sundial, and I think that's what it was, really. Everyone knows that the rising sun shines directly on the central stone on the longest day of the year. To me, that shows it was used to measure time, perhaps to make farming easier to organize.
Speaker 2.
Throughout history, the largest and most impressive buildings have always been places of worship. It's as true of ancient Greece as it is of 21st century cities. It must have taken a huge effort to build Stonehenge with prehistoric technology, and I feel sure the reason was that people wanted a spiritual place, somewhere perhaps where they could pray for the gods to send them good weather.
Speaker 3.
I read a newspaper article saying that human remains found near Stonehenge show that people travelled there from as far away as Ireland, and a lot of them had bones that had something wrong with them. It made some scientists believe it was a place people visited to try to improve their health. Apparently, there are large stones at Stonehenge that the builders got from a mountain in Wales 150 miles away. People probably believed stones from that area had mysterious powers.
Speaker 4.
I think the Stonehenge we see today is only a small part of the original structure, and I think only a very advanced civilization could have built it, and not prehistoric humans. It seems likely to me that Stonehenge originally had a large roof which aliens used to arrive on and leave this planet in their spaceships. Who knows what the roof was made of? Perhaps something we can't imagine.
Speaker 5.
I know there's evidence that a lot of people were buried in the Stonehenge area, so I think it was a burial site, and the stones were memorial monuments, like giant gravestones for everyone. I've been there and it's a very peaceful spot. The kind of place you'd like your loved ones to go to after they pass away.